right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Chad I. Ginsburg, Maddie J., Jacasso, Lou Goyle, and Punk Rock Michelle. Now.
Hey, everybody.
Lou Hi. Goyle just broke his tooth out the other night. Louie, what were you doing?
Well, it was about tooth-hurdy a.m. in the morning.
Tooth joke.
And
we went over my head.
Yeah. We were dancing.
It was 2:30.
Like always, dancing, and
we were at a club, weren't we? We were at like a discotheque.
It was a place called Tekka, and upstairs it's seriously like South Beach in Miami in Westchester. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, you know when you're acting like you're sucking on a beer bottle's dick.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing that, only I was doing it in push-ups. The beer bottle was on the
table.
Is
that my influence?
I was doing push-ups down towards the beer bottle. And eventually I hit my tooth and popped out.
Man, whenever you Ray Brower it, something bad always happens.
Yeah.
Punk Rock Michelle, have you ever sucked a beer bottle's dick?
I suck a lot of beer bottles' dick.
We're talking about beer bottles, right?
So are you a lesbian or are you just whatever? Or are you like dudes or what?
Why are you asking her if she's a lesbian? I mean,
because
she lives
in New Hope, which is a lesbian
town. I like cock. Big cock, small cock. Any cock, just cock. I don't like poonanny.
No?
No.
Ever tried it?
No.
All the lesbians in New Hope wouldn't be able to get you to try it over the... How long you been living there? A long time?
Well, she was in the A1 Roller Rager video, and Joe Franz, who was filming, he has a big, big, you know, meat bat.
Yeah, and I'd like to get my mouth around it. Oh, should I not have said that?
No, you can say that. He's single.
Is he single? I'm single, too.
Call him up.
Hey, yeah, let's call him up.
Call him up! Yay!
We haven't had Joe on the show for a while. Maybe he would have came if you sucked it a little.
I think he would have come if...
You going to speakerphone it?
I'm going to speakerphone here. He might not pick up. This is like his...
What's Joe Franz been doing? Weren't you guys working on 69 Eyes video, shit like that?
Yeah, we just finished up the Dead and Gone video.
Oh.
Answer machine. Sounds like him.
I was over at his house helping him build reinforce his basement. So nothing fun and glamorous, but
were you naked?
Ooh, no. That took a long time to come out. No, I wasn't at all, actually. But
he is a weird dude, man. Like
he
has fucking like 40 Corona bottles just like all over his coffee table and like stuffed under the couch and stuff, just like beer bottles everywhere.
Empty beer bottles?
Yeah. He says he drinks a case a night all on his own.
Not anymore. He's on his way to health and fitness.
Oh yeah?
When?
Yeah. Well, I think he's down a few pounds. He's installing like a boxing gym in his basement. That's just why I've been over there. But he does have a pretty awesome collection of sci-fi book covers that he like framed.
So nerd! Nerd! Nerd alert!
There's fans out there.
Like a nerd alert.
Nerd alert!
Dude, he's the only guy who... He helps me with all these, like, music videos, like, of all these rock bands. But, like, if you ask him what he listens to, it's, like, straight up classical and, like, opera. And, like straight up opera.
Yeah.
Creep! He is, dude. I caught him on the plane, like, he was all, like, buzzing on red wine or something. And he's just sitting there, like, going like this with his hands, like a classical composer type dude. And I look over as his eyes are closed and I see what channel he's listening to. Just straight up, like, opera, like, ah! Like, just some old guy, like, screaming at the top. Like, ah! I was like, Franz, you're a fucking creepo.
Want to call him? Let's play a song. You got something on your iPod?
I want to play that El Bandito.
Okay, cool.
It's called, it is called track 6, History Deletes Itself.
We played a track last week called Uber Sex by El Bandito. She's a chick from Holland. She opened for CKY a few years ago at the Milkweg. And she's still kicking ass. She's fucking a badass motherfucker. So let's listen to another track by her. People seem to like the last one we played.
Yeah.
Good.
History deletes itself on Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Right, bro.
El Bandito with History Deletes Itself. And with Chad I. Ginsburg, Punk Rock Michelle, Jocaso, Lou Goyle, Matty J. And CKY just got back from Russia, and they took a train from St. Petersburg to Moscow. And 3 days after they left, the Taliban, he put a bomb on the railroad tracks.
Oh, they don't know who it was.
Well, it's probably a Taliban act. But anyway, a bomb went off, killing 100 people 3 days after you guys 30 left.
30 people.
30?
Well, I don't want to make I don't want to miss one. I think it was 27, but I'll add a couple just for their sake.
I'm freaked out.
Either way, that's fucking gnarly, dude. Like, suppose it damn well could have happened to you.
It was scary on that train, too.
Yeah.
What was so scary about it?
Just like, it was the first thing. We got on, we couldn't read anything.
The Nevsky Express from Moscow to St. Petersburg. And
they spoke
it was scary
no English.
It was a big fucking train. We stayed in little cabins there. There's four beds to a room, like a little, you know, a train cabin. It's real Russian looking. And that's where Jesse ate tongue soup and shit. Like, Jesse could have been... Stop fucking around with that shit, Matt. Seriously. Holy cocksucker. Fucking cop. Stop.
Clicking.
Stop it.
I hear clicking.
I forget what I was talking about.
You were talking train. About tongue soup.
Tongue soup. Jesse could have died while eating tongue soup. I mean,
anything Russian just sounds shady to me. Like, you eat this tongue soup. No, yes. You eat it. But I don't know if I... No, you eat it. No, yes. Okay, I'll eat it.
I lost my beer belly on that.
You sit on train, no yes. Why, because you're scared to eat or drink anything?
I couldn't read the menu.
I heard you ate a lot of PB&J.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did.
It's like the only thing safe.
Yeah.
Did you get your pizza fix out there?
No.
Was everything written in Russian?
Yeah.
So, like, you have no fucking clue what it is. Like,
blind.
If it's, like, in French or Italian, you could always make out, like, spaghetti or, like, a ham sandwich or something, you know? Like, if it's in full-blown Russian, you have no idea what you're ordering.
We were like toddlers in Russia.
They have, like, numbers in their words.
Yeah.
What about at the show? Did the fans, I mean, did you talk to them during it? Did they didn't understand what you're saying or what?
You should have just shot photos of, like, French fries and, like, you know, just so you could point to, like, you have this? No, yes?
Darren tried to draw ice cream.
Like an ice cream cone?
Draw three different versions of ice cream. They still didn't know. He's going like this. And, like, putting his fucking fist to his mouth, taking licks. And they looked at him. They thought he was trying to suck somebody's dick and asking him where.
Yep.
So he started drawing pictures of ice cream.
What if they're just like, oh, yeah, this? Yeah, cabin number three.
Yeah.
Go in there. There's a bunch of homos in there.
Maddie J, you spent, like...
I don't want to suck a dude's dick, man. I want ice cream.
We shared cabins together. They were like little fart tombs. But me, Louie, and who else was that? Jess? Or?
Jess and... Dice
were in ours. Matty J was all on his own with three random Russian guys.
Oh.
What was that like in a cabin?
Well, it was good to get away from everybody for a little bit. And the one guy was a Russian composer, so he was nice.
Did Jack went out in there?
They were all sleeping, so I didn't bother them.
That was pretty brave of you, dude. I wouldn't want to get stuck with that fucking random bunk.
When Chad was done his guitar solo at the show in Moscow, there's this one guy in the front. He just goes, "You were the champion. You were the champion."
Yeah, man. It was crazy up there. That's all.
You are the champion.
Michelle, what's it like in New Hope while we're gone? Like, we were all looking forward to coming back to John and Peter's. And
life was just so sad without you, Chad. Every day we just waited at the bar for you to arrive.
Yeah, is that what was happening?
No.
Is Mickey from Ween still going there a lot?
Mickey and Chad hung out all night last night, I heard, after I left.
Oh, you hear all that?
Uh-huh. Scotty told me.
Mickey looked like he had a good Thanksgiving this year.
That was Matty J saying that shit. You might have to...
That's Matty J.
Go out by the river. Well, yeah, Ween's from New Hope, and Michelle's been a big Ween supporter for a lot of years. Michelle running punk rock clothing store. What's that about? Is that all punk rock baby clothes?
Baby clothes?
Yeah, punk rock baby clothes.
Bless you.
That's all that. That's from tennis earlier. You're all worked up.
That's from my tennis workout.
I don't have any CKY baby clothes, so I think you guys should get on that.
CKY baby clothes. Yeah, that could be a good idea. I mean,
we have Motorhead baby clothes.
We don't want to promote procreation, so.
Oh, right.
You know.
Maybe you should make CKY condoms then.
Good other end of the sun. Look at it. Man, you know.
Where would you put a CKY logo on?
Well,
what would be the head?
Suck my CKY ass dick, bitch.
Sucking the girl.
If it was Joe Franz's condom, though, you'd have plenty of space to put a CKY logo.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back to Joe Franz's member,
saying,
doesn't it?
You brought it up earlier.
Joe should get a CKY tattoo on his dick, and then when it gets hard, it says, fuck you. It could happen.
It could happen.
Good. I've seen worse tattoos. You know, Hannah's tattoo, as much as... I thought he'd be able to take advantage of that. He is embarrassed to have it.
Which one?
You know, the fucking one from Where the Fuck Is Santa, where he has Finland map tattoo.
He loved it before.
He did love it, but I never see him showing it off. And then people ask him, like fans come up like, let me see tattoo. And he's like, no.
Was he not too fond of his belly at the moment?
I wonder. I don't know.
He said he'd rather not talk to anyone.
Wow.
He said he just hates everyone.
He's gained a few pounds lately.
There was Hannah Chance at
plus
every
he has
show.
That fucking haystack of a haircut. He looked way better with that mohawk.
Yeah. Nah. Has he got the
now he's got that big fat red haystack.
Pants? Is he the orange pants on still?
Yeah. Them orange pants still work.
Those orange pants, dude. It looks like you just got out of jail with them.
Awesome.
They're so bright orange. They're like obnoxious.
A lot of Mark Hannah Chance on the CKY tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I heard some in Germany.
Anyone recognize you, Luke Oil?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
There are a lot of people.
Awesome.
Louis, of the maxi pads?
Yeah.
What do they say?
A lot of them actually bring up Ray Brower, I think, to listen to this show.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, the Moxie, a lot of Moxie fans.
If you don't know who Ray Brower is, he's from Stand By Me, the dead guy on the side of the railroad tracks. That was Lou Goyle in New Hope a little while back, and he's actually in the new book series as Dog Dirt, which you could get at Borders and wherever.
Oh, my God, that book is awesome.
Yeah, Michelle, you should sell Bam's book at your baby clothes place.
It's not all baby clothes.
Do you have baby clothes there, though?
I actually brought a book for you.
Awesome.
I brought baby clothes. You know, Sex Pistols and stuff like that.
And you sell Doc Martens.
I sell Doc Martens.
And,
that I hooked you up on.
And black pants with, like, chains on it.
Yeah, I try not to do that so much. Bondage pants, though.
I get some plasmatic shirts from Michelle's store. Gigi shirts.
It's all your needs.
It is. It's all your punk
rock. I get my Gigi shirts right from the source.
You don't know Gigi Allen?
You know, that song is still very popular when we go to shows. And CKY has so many fucking songs now that it's hard to add Bite at You Scum into the set. You know, we kind of rather play.
It gets people pumped up, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Last time Gigi was on tour, you didn't show up. You fucked up in 93.
Yep.
Lawrence, give me one.
So, another episode of Radio Bam taped over here at Studio CIG. We've been pre-taping shows because I don't think we're allowed to go live anymore.
Is it because of moaning?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just because of scheduling right now.
Oh, okay.
But
it's been tough lately because CKY was on tour for like 3 weeks in Europe, so there was 3 dates that had to be rerun. Yeah, so we're back now.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I need to get a replacement for me. Murray tried, right?
Yeah, but he got a fucking DUI, so he can't even get down there. He's got to take a train to 30th Street Station, and if I happen to be in Philly, then I can pick him up.
You couldn't figure out your equipment the other time, though. That was the big problem.
Because he was wasted.
Too wasted.
No, I can't, you know. That's no here nor there.
I know how to figure out Bam's equipment.
Yeah, and then last time he was on the four-wheeler, dude, after like 2 minutes of him being on it, I'm like, he's going to flip it or something. He plows through the pricker bushes, nails this tree, and goes flying 15 feet, and he's just knocked out cold. And luckily, there was an event happening at Pecopson Park. I don't know what it was, but the ambulances were already there, so like that's like less than a mile away. So they were there in like
still
5 minutes.
Yeah.
There's 3 cop cars and 2 ambulances, and there's going to be a helicopter.
Yeah, he's a dumbass.
Would have been, 2 hours to get to your house?
It was scary. Like, thank God he was snoring. Like, at least he's breathing.
Yeah.
But he was like, instantly knocked out cold for a while.
Are you going to have any more parties where Mario can drink all he wants and ride fucking ATCs everywhere?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
No. Well, fuck Mario. He's been an asshole and hasn't called since we got back from tour. So what the fuck
is yours?
Yeah, it's mine. Don't ask it.
Well, where do I do that?
In an ashtray. Or on your pant leg. What? Like that? Oops. See, that didn't work. What have you been doing, dude? Playing tennis? Like skateboarding and shit?
Dude, I was playing tennis with Jacazzo, and,
You should go pro.
Well, today was okay, but the other time, we go to Concord Township, the fucking gate is locked, so I climb the fence, we're playing the tennis, and this township dude shows up and he's like, what do you think you're doing? I'm like, playing tennis. And he's just like, will you hop the fence? I'm like, yeah, because it was locked. He's like, well, you have to live in Concord Township. I'm like, I do. My parents live at fucking Mill Road right there. And he's like, well, you need to have a key. I'm like, it's not like we're like doing graffiti or doing anything wrong. We're playing simple tennis. And he's just like, well, you're not allowed to. I'm like, there's nobody here. We're not bothering anybody. I'm like, then we get in this argument. I'm like, dude, you need to wind up fucking laid or something. He's like, yeah, you're right. I haven't gotten laid in a while.
Wind up laid.
Dude, man, you're fucking stressing about nothing. There's nobody here. We're not bothering anybody. And we're playing a simple game of tennis. You need to go wind up laid, dude.
No one else out there doing anything. Why not play a little tennis?
I just don't understand what the big deal is.
Well, you know.
I live in the township. Well, Abe and Phil do, but I used to, but who cares? There's nobody there. It's not like people are waiting, you know?
Hey, people with authority, man, they like to really use it, dude. The mall, I've been working at the mall lately, and, you know, the mall security, the same way, dude. They don't have any weapons or any way of really stopping anything. In fact, if you steal something, I don't think they can really even claim you stole anything, so they're just there.
Speaking of stealing, wasn't there some, like, 13-year-old black chick? You work at the mall now.
I do. I work for,
She was handcuffed, getting taken away by a bunch of police officers. The whole mall was looking at her.
Mall was a mess.
Then some dude came up and said, can I store these bags behind... What was that about?
That was some cool new wave of thievery that I'm not that keen on. But Lewis, you used to work with Mom. Maybe you know about it. But someone wanted to stow away bags at...
He had a shitload of bags with tons of, like, expensive jackets in it. And he said he left his wallet in Bloomingdale's. And
I don't even know what's Bloomingdale's.
He wants to put his bags behind the skin store. And he wants him to watch him for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
An hour goes by. He said he'd be back in 15 minutes. So then you called security. And it turns out that it was stolen bags, right? Because he never came back for them.
There's not, you know, there were just some coats.
I used to fake steal from Diesel. We would see the security guard coming. So... as soon as he got close, I would grab a mannequin and run out with it like I was stealing it. They would never do anything.
Because they knew you worked there?
No, they just... I guess they figured it was a joke.
Yeah. It's crazy out there.
Harmannequin.
What a great movie, Mannequin. Speaking of great movies, New Moan is out now.
New Moan. So I didn't see it yet.
I'm surprised Missy didn't drag you to that.
She already went. When I was on my bender and she didn't want to hang out, she went and saw it with her sister.
New Moan. Michelle, you got a New Moan?
Do you have a New Moan?
I haven't seen any of those movies.
We're on the street.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fucking radio.
Chicago, you have a New Moan?
Okay, try one. I do like a fitness moan like when I work out. It's a little different. It's more of a breathing so I can even out the body.
When you're at the gym lifting and you're like, oh.
It's like a... It's more of like a piston valve, like a release, like a exhaust.
Louis, you should just go to the gym and lift next to some buff guy. Just pick up some weights like,
That fucking burns. Well, they got
a
gym near my
burns.
House. There's this gym that won't allow you to make any grunting noises or drop weights or anything. And if you do, an alarm goes off and you're kicked out of the gym. So.
How can you control that if you're lifting up something too heavy and you're like, you're fucking thrown out of here. What, dude? I'm just working out.
You gotta respect
everyone. It's like a meathead alarm?
Yeah, it's called
a fucking meathead alarm. Beep, 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 beep. Fucking meatheads in here.
But it's really not even that high tech. It's just someone at the front desk who just hits a button when they see it. So, I mean, you can really cheat it if you're kind of, you know, all about it.
If you want to be spicy, you could head down to the Slim Gym.
Ooh. You're simple.
I know, man. I don't mind being simple. Sometimes if you get simple enough, you might get rich.
I like.
That's the problem with CKY is we're just not so simple.
True.
It is a
pretty
problem.
Technical.
Yeah, it's too fucking smart.
Aren't you guys going to Japan sometime soon?
We're going to Japan for the first time with Inflames. Thank Inflames for taking us there.
Oh, that's great.
I like Inflames.
Yeah, Tokyo and Osaka. So we're in January, like January 21st through the 25th. That's going to be great. We don't have fucking any time scheduled to fucking hang out at all. It's gig, travel day, then gig, and then we're scheduled to go home. I'm pissed. I'm going to try to extend that.
You going to stay at Tokyo Hotel?
You're simple.
You're simple.
Oh, you're so simple.
I'd stay at Tokyo Hotel.
What are you going to play? Not that.
No, I'm playing the Rakes. They're from England, and this is called We Dance Together.
The song is pretty good.
Radio Man, Fierce 28.
Play it.
Together on the roof of the party, five stories removed from the troubles on the street. The sun arose, revealing the goosebumps on your arms, a sign that we should move together somewhere warm. We dance together.
right now. Oh, oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
That was the Rakes. And first of all, I want to say that Louie just bumped into this dude who was my medium friend, and turns out he told him that he wants to kill me because he stole my credit card and raked up $900 at Delilah's and a bowling alley drinking beers. Yeah, strip club. And then a bowling alley. And then he got caught. And other places. And he got caught at the bowling alley stealing. It wasn't even my credit card. He took Phil's credit card. So Phil pressed charges on him, not knowing who the hell it was. And then he sees Louie last night, and he says he wants to kill me because he had to spend 2 days in jail and he had to pay the money back. Yeah. A, it has nothing to do with me. B, he stole the credit card. When he tries to say that I gave it to him because he said that he was, like, having problems, money problems, and he had to help his mom out with, like, rent payment. Like, okay, well, why didn't you pay your rent with the credit card then? Like, why did you go to the fucking Delilah's and drink it up and throw 20s down girls' pussies?
Doesn't
like,
sound right to me.
Like, what is the logic in that?
Oh, to kick Bam's ass. He totally caught me stealing his credit card, and I had to go to jail for it.
That
kick
like
his ass.
That's what he said.
Well, you can't steal people's credit cards.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I had to go to jail. Like,
yeah.
And then I'm sure it resorts back to, he's got two fucking Lamborghinis. Yeah. What does it matter if I took $900 from his credit card?
What does he care?
What does he care?
Fuck.
What an idiot. Plus, it wasn't mine. It was Phil's. They called up Phil saying, we caught some kid at Northern Liberties bowling spending $700 on booze. Like, it should be Phil.
Why does he want to kill you, though?
Just well, in his defense, Bam is an asshole for catching him.
Oh.
I didn't even catch him. The police did.
Well, in his defense, you're pretty. That's pretty fucked up.
Well, they asked for his ID, and then he gave it to him, and it didn't match up, so he ran out. He ran out of the strip club or whatever, and the guy had his credit card, so he called, or he had his ID, so the police came, and they said, this is the kid. So then they called Phil, and they're like, well, I won't say his name, but yeah, so that's what happened. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
But he's probably told his, like, white lie story so many times that he actually believes it now.
That's what happens.
It is what happens. Like,
how long's that been?
6 months.
I think he might go back to jail, he was saying.
Because of that?
Yeah. Or have to pay a humongous fine.
You know what sucks? I heard if it's like over $850 or something, it's considered a felony or something. And he spent $900. Like, if he would have just bought like five less beers, then he wouldn't be in so much trouble.
hey, well, I have to take a pee. Do you is that
it.
Cool with you,
yeah,
Bam? Because if not, I'll hold it.
Hold it.
Hold it. Stick it in the cup.
Hey, what do you think this is, man?
Well, Bam, I really gotta go. Bad.
Well, hold it.
But Bam, I gotta go. Bam.
I think Lou got worms in Europe, everyone.
Oh,
He's got a...
Yeah, he went... Lou Goyle went to Luke Goyle.
Yeah.
And took a major-ass diarrhea dump today, and you stalled 20 minutes, and we were late.
Yeah.
We were late for this very radio show.
It's God. The Goyles. It's like diarrhea, but it's worse. It's called the Goyles.
Probably all that Russian food.
Yeah. Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
Matty J, you guys been backed up from that food?
No.
I have.
No.
It's backed up.
Yeah,
backed
I can't up. Go. I can't go to the potty. Today, I did go to the potty, but before that, it just backed up.
Couldn't
get
tour
it
will definitely fuck with your shitting schedule. And
so when are you gonna fix your tooth?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I say you don't.
Yeah, I'm
I
going
see
to
you
the
see
dentist.
How far it goes. I mean, it might take you places.
You should chill for a week like that.
Why not? Sit on it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't look that good, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't. It looks like it's not like a cool chip. It's like more a hillbilly chip.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Hillbilly.
Because it's your front tooth.
Yeah.
But you were gonna shave them buck teeth down so they matched, right?
Ah, that's what you could have.
What do you mean, Chaz?
Those rabbit teeth.
What are you trying to say here,
you
Chaz?
You said it.
How do you suck dicks with them rabbit teeth?
Yeah, it's sharp cuts.
Sharp.
What's your favorite month to suck dicks?
September.
It's actually a good...
Punk Rock Michelle, when was the last time you sucked a dick?
September.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had summer sausage. You said August.
I think September, but it could have been August. I don't know. It was in a van. Wait, should I have said that?
Mm-hmm. Give me more details.
It was a van.
Was it a drunken night?
It was. I wasn't drunk. He was. Therefore, it was a very long night.
Ugh. Was it a fun dick sucking?
Was it a long day for him?
It was a fun dick sucking, but it just never ended, if you know what I mean.
Like, it 30 was, minutes went by and you're like, come on, man.
I was like, Jesus effing Christ, man.
Did you feel insulted?
No, I knew what was going on.
He was probably hammered.
It's gone on more than just that one time.
Are you ever turned off by the man odor down there?
There's not really. It's not that funky. Nice. I guess it depends on the guy. But no, I just go for it. Just jump right in.
Chomp on that Charleston chew and just.
I'm not a chomper.
You're not a chomper.
No.
What's so great about it then?
What, the cock?
You're a talented...
I'm very talented. Somebody told me I should write a book.
How many do you have under your belt?
How to suck.
I love you.
I think everyone out there wants to know how many peepees do you have. You can round up down.
Yeah, how many peepees do you have to suck to write a book?
I'm very, very inexperienced. It's not how many different peepees. It's just...
What would you call your book?
It's the what would I call my book? Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be a pop-up
I can make
book.
You come in 3 minutes or less.
Ooh.
What's your dick sucking number?
I don't remember.
Take a wild guess.
You could be
loses 7.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. I have no idea.
Do you like that better than sex?
I'm very inexperienced.
Do you like it better than sex?
He's getting up.
Man.
Something's wrong.
Uh-oh.
He's got the goils.
Oh, boy.
Do you have the goils?
He's going.
There you go.
You got to shit or piss? Piss. Yeah, right. He's going to shit.
He's
making him want to shit.
Leaving like that, you can always hold piss for longer. If you got to shit, you got to shit.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to play a song.
No shit.
Lacrimis Profunde from Austria. And this song is called We Shouldn't Be Here on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Now
look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Yeah, Lacrimis Profunde, Austria. Radio Band Series 28 Faction. So, in Sweden, when we were getting on the boat, Louis lost his passport. No, actually, the tour manager lost your passport because he insisted on holding it.
Yeah.
Well, he should have been looking. Should have been looking for
No.
You didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't do anything.
Didn't you ask for it back? He said he should keep it.
Every day, I'm like, hey, do I need to hold on to my passport? He's like, nah, because you know the bus stops overnight, and I have all of them hanging on them. So, the very moment I needed it the most, I was like, hey, man, you got my passport? He's like, yeah. Looked for it. Panicked. Didn't have it. Chad
tore the bus apart.
Yeah. Bus.
Speaking
had to
of
turn
bus,
around,
I lost a fucking nice ass ruby on that bus, or on some bus, or somewhere.
I lost all my clothes, but so you lost.
They're at my house.
That's true. They're mixed in with your laundry.
Yeah, but I don't know what is yours, so you need to go pick it out.
My shit says Gigi or Wendy O or.
It's hung up in my closet, but I don't know which is yours, so you got to go sift through it. Boof just hung it up in my shit.
I'll sift through it. I don't want to sniff through it though.
So anyway, your passport.
It was in his bag. He said it wasn't. He said he gave it back, and then I was like, dude, can you just check your bag one more time?
Oh, I hate when you have to do
far at the bottom.
And he's like, I checked my bag. It's not in it.
Yeah. Just do it again, man.
I wanted to cry my eyes out.
That's the worst.
I was nice to you, though.
No, you laughed. Chaz.
I apologize.
And Maddie was looking at fish.
You know what? It wasn't.
He was looking at a fish tank. Chad's laughing, and me and Carl went down to help.
It was a bonding moment. Carl and Bam were the only ones that came to the bus, searched the bus with me, thanked them a million times. When I came back, I was all happy because we found it, and Chad said he's sorry to me.
Well, because I was just telling you the whole time while you were panicking, dude, just you should never forget where you put your passport, man. Every time during the day, if you're overseas, you need to think, where's my passport?
And you're just getting madder because that doesn't help the matter. Yeah. You should have known where you put your passport. Yeah, well, it's not here, so that doesn't help at all.
I was basically just saying what I'd say to myself.
What'd you lose your passport for?
Out loud, if I had lost my passport. It came off mean, yeah, I could have. But fuck, dude, you found it, so.
Yeah.
You're lucky. You gotta keep a copy of your passport, like a fucking photocopy if you're going overseas.
Didn't you have one?
In Russia, we did. We made photocopies, left them in the safe. But you know what would have been cool? Well, not cool, but say I didn't get it, I wouldn't have been able to go into Russia, and if it was 3 days later and you guys were on that train that crashed, I would have been the one laughing.
Yeah, that's funny, yeah. You wouldn't have inherited the CKY fortunes if we became a dead band.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know who would get that.
Who would?
I'm trying to think. I think...
Probably the Roller Rager.
Would it go straight to the label?
Really?
I think Darren and Jess's wives, probably.
Yeah.
Split it with you.
And their kids, so...
Yeah.
You know, Tommy Carver's going to come kill us one day for all the CKY cash.
And it fucked up that... If you're dead, everything is... You'll sell way more?
It is, because you don't get to partake in the fucking money. Yeah, you gotta fake your death. That's that's a good way to do it.
What if just one of you dies?
Do I get to pick who?
Yeah, you get to pick who.
It's always better when the lead singer dies.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I mean, in a lot of reasons, you know, right? If the... drummer dies in a band, the band still has to go out and work and like,
right?
Yeah, the singer dies, you can totally say like, we can't do it anymore. So,
or you could have a reality TV show where you try to find a new lead singer.
Yeah, that would be fun. What happened to that super group with Dave Navarro and the guy from Metallica and some other dude?
Pendarvis says it's cool to talk about BJ's.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
I love BJ's.
I like Sam's Club.
Louis, you're simple. Louis, you said you never were able to finish. You said you were never able to finish when getting a blowjob from a guy.
You can't give one with that chipped tooth.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, come on, Brent.
Dude, you're going to leave a scar.
Hey.
No, that's giving. I can give them just fine.
Hey. Not with a chipped tooth like that.
I can give it, dude.
Bullshit. That's sharp ass.
That would hurt somebody.
What's Louis' favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Chips Ahoy.
So now we're that word loud to talk about blowjobs. I mean, what's your favorite kind of blowjob?
My favorite kind?
Yeah.
When there's like five guys in a room on a radio show. Drop your pants, boys.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm wearing long johns. Yeah. Is that going to be a problem?
That's gross.
I think we're allowed to talk about them, not get them, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said, actually.
Yeah.
He said you can talk about it, just don't get one.
Can we fake it?
How, can we fake it? Can't even fake it, no.
Can you fake it with a beer bottle?
Cock blocked by the boss, dude.
What was the worst blowjob you ever gave?
Worst blowjob.
Just like a really terrible experience.
I think it's like the little tiny penises that don't get hard.
I would think a smaller cock would be more fun.
No.
Would you rather have two big dicks or three little dicks at once?
In my mouth?
Either way.
Two big dicks. And three little dicks on the side. Waiting to go.
Waiting to go. Just in case.
Just in case. Chad, what's the best blowjob you ever got? The one you're going to get in an hour?
I'm not in the mood.
Back in the 80s, there was this one girl who worked at Bonnie's Rocks at the fucking bar we played at as a local band. And she wore a Zorro mask. It was in the car, and she was wearing a Zorro mask. I don't know what I liked about that, but I remember it still. It was pretty good, too, but I was like 17. So. Yeah, that was a good one.
That's usually when it's the most fun, because it's brand new.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
I didn't even like them when I was that young. I didn't start liking them until a couple years ago, when I got really good at them.
First time Franz's buddy, Pat, who worked on Viva La Bam, first time you fucked, he said he was just like, he said out loud, I'm fucking. They just <kidding. laughs> But like he said it out loud, like as soon as he put it in, I'm fucking. Like the chick was probably like, what? Like,
reassuring himself. Definitely happening.
Like he just couldn't believe that he was actually doing it for the first time.
The cum leaves a really bad taste in your mouth, though, I have to say.
Fucking?
No. Blowjobs.
Ah, I never...
The cum. The cum. You've never had the cum?
No. Well, I don't know. It's a bad taste?
Well, it depends on the guy, but sometimes it tastes like battery acid.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How do you know what battery acid tastes like?
Oh, well, you know. You know what I... Like, come on.
That's what they say about girls with dirty.
Oh, it tastes like battery puss.
Yeah. We're all on the same page.
First girl I've ever eaten out was in, 9th grade, I think. Yeah. And total battery puss.
But did you care? Because you were in 9th grade and you were
no,
like...
No, I did care. I didn't want to do it anymore. And then the next time I did it with a girl that I liked and it was good. It was fun as hell.
Yeah. It's like a wonderful fruit.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
And then I was in the back of Mark Hanna's truck with this chick. And I was like fingering her, dude, to smell like a rotten pumpkin. It was so bad, dude. Anytime I smell a rotten pumpkin, I think of this girl. And it's... Oh!
The gift that keeps on giving.
It's terrible, man.
It's terrible, man.
Well, that's why girls should definitely, you know, be very clean. It's important for parents to teach their kids to keep that shit clean, right?
Man.
It's not my job.
Guys aren't always clean either. Sometimes there's some funkified stuff going on down there.
Yeah, if you jog a bunch.
Ride your like ATV around for a while.
ATV? How do you get sweaty riding an ATV?
I don't know. When you crash into a tree and you're laying there. I don't know.
Baby wipes.
You guys play when you skateboard, you get all sweaty down there.
Yeah, I wouldn't go skating for 2 hours and try to get my dick sucked.
On you tour, everybody's balls smell like baby wipes.
Yeah.
Everybody's balls?
Like baby wipes and balls. The total recognizable smell. It reminds me of tour. Baby wipes and balls.
Yeah. It's time for a song.
Thank God.
Hey, Bam, what are you going to play?
Well, they're playing in Albany pretty soon, so I'm going to play The Agonist.
Awesome.
Might have to go up and see them. This song is called Thank You, Pain by The Agonist from Montreal. Here we go. Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Done, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam.
I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Ah, yeah, that was The Agonist. And Chad's sitting here looking at a picture of me on Halloween looking like Edward Scissorbam.
Was that supposed to be what happened? I mean, it's like fucking bizarre, dude. Who did that? Is that a professional? Because it's crazy.
I have black eye contacts in and black lipstick.
Funny as fuck.
Adrian did it. She's a makeup artist. She just did Lovely Bones with Mark Wahlberg.
Didn't she do Picasso's Lovely Bone?
I don't know, but Picasso keeps sitting on his phone and pocket dialing her, and she's getting fed the fuck up.
I learned a valuable lesson that.
Well, her name is Adrian and starts with an A, so that's like the first. You know, like, if you sit on your phone, it's probably common that, you know, that's the one that you pocket dial, but she's so mad about it.
Well, I changed that. We fixed that.
You fixed that problem?
I fixed that. And then, unfortunately, I had accidentally pocket speed dial setter, so it was hitting like a number, you know, like H, and then just...
At least you didn't pocket dial Lindsay Lohan for 22 minutes while you're fucking in the Hummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Dude, I looked at my phone and it says Lindsay. I'm like, God, no, it was a voicemail the whole time.
Did it record?
Yeah, it recorded, but, you know, I hope she doesn't know it was me.
What do you say when you're fucking in the Hummer? Like, you say, like,
oh, it's just probably, no. It's probably just a bunch of, like,
fucking in a Hummer.
No.
I'm fucking.
Nah. It's probably a bunch of nonsense, really. Just
the perfect whiff to fuck in.
You're doing the nasty a lot of times in the car, aren't you?
Yeah. You're in there. Well, there's a Hummer. It's big, you know. And plus, it's more fun than doing it in the bedroom.
Yeah. You know? Well, because didn't you break something during listening to the Veronicas, too, at one point? Part of the car? That was in your book. I was reading it.
Yeah, the cup holder.
Yeah.
I want a copy of that book, dude.
I got one for you.
It's dog dirt.
Yeah.
It's pretty serious.
Where is that? Book. You can get that at any bookstore?
Well, you can get it in the Hummer because it's unlocked in Chad's driveway.
Where can anyone else get it?
Bookstore.
God save the Queen.
Any bookstore.
It's all commercial.
Yeah, there's even commercials.
Or Amazon, yeah.
Yeah. It's on MTV, too. Yeah.
It is? Oh, yeah, there's, like, you have some TV specials. Are you working with MTV on some new TV show, or is that...
No, with Spike TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me and Ryan Dunn. But I am having, like, a 48-hour takeover with MTV 2 coming up, like, real soon. And they're also playing Where the F is Santa on the 13th of December.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Dude, we're fucking stars.
You know what? I'm going to get my calendar out right now.
Dude, you're going to be fucking famous, dude.
Fucking famous, man.
Dude, them fucking Moxies in that.
What are they going to probably edit the whole movie out?
I'm sure they have to edit out Novak eating a dead reindeer eyeball and then shitting it out.
Yeah, I think they could leave that in.
Yeah, or him.
Well, they don't show it coming out of his ass. They show it...
going in.
Yeah.
Well, when he shits it out, there was no crap on it. It was just a fucking eyeball, dude.
It looked actually cleaner.
Yeah.
When it went in.
Dude, that eyeball must have been, like, so gooey that nothing could even stick on it.
Yeah.
He said when he swallowed it, it was just, like, sticking to his throat like one of them spiders you throw in a refrigerator. It was, like, sliding down his throat
crawlers?
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a PBR over all this.
Well, shit.
You're seriously making me throw up in my mouth.
What, you never seen Where the Fuck is Santa?
I never saw it.
It's that movie when...
I don't have a DVD player.
We went to Lapland, Finland to
only
go and steal Santa Claus.
Because Santa Claus is not from the North Pole.
Yeah.
And that's the whole story.
He's not...
Where did the eyeball come into
Finland.
This mess?
Yeah. It came in from the Dootsons. They,
the Dootsons are the Finnish Jackass-style type guys.
Yeah.
And they're badass. They were fun. So they brought a lot of treats onto the train, and Novak ended up eating them or getting...
Also, they had a dead bull dick. What else?
Oh, man. Everything's
like
bad.
Like reindeer intestines, like all this shit. And it was all in like a box. I slapped the bull dick on Novak's face.
It was a food fight with him.
Then I think then I shoved it up his ass. I did.
Wow.
I hope they show the behind-the-scenes part where Franz is rocking out to him.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
Wait, what was he doing?
Franz...
He was rocking out to him, but he's in the background as Bill is singing, and he's just, like, so into it, like, probably drunk, whatever, but his face is just like... like, then it's like all dead serious, and then like smiling, and then like, and then feeling it again. Like
it was in every shot. They cut it from the movie.
But like, they cut that whole scene from the movie because like he was
embarrassing.
It was embarrassingly like he was in the background so bad that you couldn't even look at Villa the singer. Like
it looked like he was mocking him, but he wasn't. Yeah, that's just how he gets into shit.
Mm.
Yeah, there's full midlife crisis there. Bad. Rockin'. Franz, that sexy motherfucker. Did you ever call him?
He didn't pick up.
Why don't you call G and ask for a new axe?
Oh, man.
Dude, fucking G has a campfire at my house, and then he takes an axe and he puts it in the fire.
You know,
and it has a plastic
axe.
Handle. Yeah. So, like,
It's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to make the axe hot. And then he's like, but the whole thing is in it. And then he pulls it out, and it's just melted. Like, that. It's just a melted thing. And then he's like, oh,
it fell off.
What was he going to do with a hot axe?
Like, that motherfucker.
He was going to feel like he was like a blacksmith, like, you know, making an axe from metal.
It's already made. He was going to reshape the axe.
Yeah, he's going to reshape.
I don't know what his plan was.
Cut wood any better when it's hot.
I don't know. He's an idiot.
Well, sounds stupid.
He owes me a new axe.
I'll say.
Why does the Lamborghini smell like Jack Daniel?
Hey, Louie, you wear axe.
Oh, yeah. Louie was driving me around in the Lambo. I had a bottle of Jack Daniel, and it was between my feet, open, and I guess he floored it, and the whole thing spilled underneath the seat, dude. It smells like death in there. Like,
he's like,
I don't even know how to clean it.
I'm so bummed out. I spilled Jack Daniel in the Lambo. I'm like, dude, that sucks. It's a really nice car, but it sucks you dead. No, dude, I'm pissed. I didn't get to drink it.
Because it was all gone. It was a brand new bottle, all gone.
Some cop's going to make you walk the line, Johnny Cash.
Well, we went to Walmart and had it all cleaned out nicely and ready and detailed for the...
It still reeks.
Does it really?
Yeah.
You really... What's the value of that car now?
What, because of the Jack Daniel?
Probably only worth like $200,000 now, right?
Well, I spent $250,000 on it, but I honestly bet with the miles and the doors and everything, like, it's probably only worth like $120,000 or less.
Well, if it ever gets too bad, I'll trade you for my space shuttle that I drive.
I'm not going to sell it because I'll be too bent out of shape.
You'll miss it?
All right, it's time to go. Louis, I have a song for you.
Oh, what is it?
In the desert.
No. Here we go.
Desert heat. Oh, Lady Hook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
Are we going to dance it out? Are we going to dance it out?
It's supposed to be playing.
Oh, no, I'm not going to just play it. You got to tell me when.
All right, right now.
All right, great.
Here we go. All right, later, dudes.
Later, Raider Band. Bye.
See you, ladies, everybody.
Stop playing with my delirium, 'cause I'm out of my
Band?
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more. Everybody.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.